Good morning. Welcome to it. It's 5:39 as we jump into the entertainment news. We haven't talked much about Alec Baldwin in a while. No, he hasn't beaten up another paparazzi or called his daughter horrible names. But he did, in an HBO documentary, go after Uma Thurman's boyfriend.
Who is Uma Thurman's boyfriend?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's a gentleman by the name of Arpad Busan. You know, it's good to see Uma and Arpad back together.
And why did Alec Baldwin take exception to this guy?
Well, he was at the Cannes Film Festival trying to pitch a film that they want to do. And Uma's boyfriend is a very wealthy investor. And he basically said, yeah, I kind of like the idea of the film, but I don't like Alec Baldwin being in it. Baldwin is now a TV star, not a movie star.
Ah.
And he's got a point. Alec Baldwin is all over the Capital One TV commercials. He's got the show 30 Rock. He has been on
30 Rock's done now, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
I mean, he's been out there, and he has been on television. And that's where he's hasn't done film. So I understand when you're looking at investing millions of dollars into a movie, you don't want to take a risk that maybe it's going to suck. You want to try and make it anyway. Alec Baldwin just got all upset about this, and he says in the documentary on HBO, he says about Arpad Busan, he says, this guy reminds me of a B-level villain in a Bond film. He's pockmarked. He's a pockmarked toady who hops from yacht to yacht and bed to bed.
Ooh.
So when some bloated little toad labels me a certain way, I say to myself, consider the source. And this is what bothered me. I mean, first of all, it's like, wow, you don't really understand what you're doing, do you? He says, if movie stardom meant being trapped on a yacht with Busan, I'd rather be a weatherman for Channel 4 in New York.
Snap.
Now, let me think about this for a second. How many guys in the business, in the weather business, would kill to be on TV on Channel 4 in New York City to be the weather guy? That, I mean, for a lot of people that are in the business, you know, somewhere.
Hey, I'm in New York. Hey, that's a big deal.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, let's say you're doing the TV weather in Skunk Fart, Alabama.
Well,
you
fine, but
kill.
still, it's not very high up on the TV food chain.
It doesn't matter. Here's just what I'm saying. Baldwin is losing track of where he is at. Oh, I'm not being taken seriously as a movie star. Dude, you're making big bucks as a TV guy. Shut your pie hole. Be happy with what you got.
And still, his 13-year-old daughter got a bigger dressing down than Uma Thurman's husband did.
That is exactly right. Now, Arpad and Uma have been dating since 2007. They kind of broke up in early 2009.
Because he was jumping from yacht to yacht and
bed to bed,
probably.
Apparently so. They have a 1-year-old daughter named Rosalind Arusha Arcandina Altoona Florence Thurman-Busan.
Well, of course.
For short, they call her Rosalinda Arshuna Arcada Altoona Florence Thurman Busan. Just for that. Now, another person that hasn't been in the news for a while, Justin Bieber. Bieber. Justin Bieber is back in the news. He seems to be having a pretty good time. His bodyguards, not so much. Pictures have emerged of Justin being carried up the Great Wall of China on the shoulders of his bodyguards.
Why?
Really,
because he was too tired to climb the hill himself?
He's frail, and it's genteel, and he's soft, and he can't climb all that way. It's terrible.
Ben Affleck being chosen as the new Batman has caused a little bit of a problem with the trivia game, with Trivial Pursuit.
Really?
Yeah. There is a card in the Trivial Pursuit game that includes the following question.
Uh-huh.
Who has never been Batman? Ben Affleck, Christian Bale,
uh-huh.
George Clooney,
yeah.
Val Kilmer,
uh-huh.
or Adam West?
Yeah. I'll have to change that.
They now have that card. I would be willing to bet now is going to be a collector's item.
Oh, I don't know. I've got Trivial Pursuit at home from years, you know, one of the original games.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that most of those questions are outdated at this point in time. A lot of them anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, this is kind of an interesting question. I you know, it's like the guy that came up with that question, how did he know it's all predetermined?
He probably figured that there's no way Ben Affleck will ever be Batman. This is a safe one.
There's no way they would ever choose Matt Damon's girlfriend as
oh,
the
stop it.
Huh?
He's what? Married.
Matt Damon?
No, Ben Affleck.
Uh-huh.
To Jennifer Garner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think she's a beard? Come on!
Yeah, sure. Miley Cyrus is...
You fell asleep in the middle of the story?
What? I'm sorry, what? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to do the story about Miley Cyrus. She's in the news.
Move on to the next one, then.
All right, well, let me file this one away. All right, there we go.
Can we declare this a Cyrus and Bieber-free zone? Could we declare that?
Yeah, and right. You know, I'm going to go along with that. All right. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Oh, there it is. It's a motion carried.
Excellent.
Paul McCartney is responding to a fan message 50 years after it was sent. In 1963, two British women recorded some sort of a fan message for Paul McCartney on reel-to-reel tape and sent it to the Beatles.
Oh, Paul, you're so cute. I'd like to just grab you and stuff you into a crumpet, I would.
The women, who were teenagers at the time, said, quote, "This dream is just to come around back and see you. But I don't suppose that'll ever happen, but we can always live in hope, can't we?" Well, it's unclear what happened to the video or to the audio tape. But years later, a local historian bought it at a flea market. He thought it was fascinating, tried to find the women. Eventually, with the help of the BBC, he was able to bring them back together. When they reunited, they were presented with Paul's response. He said, "Hi, Linda and Barbara. Thanks very much for your lovely tape. It finally got through. Better late than never, thanks to the BBC Mail Service, or the British Mail Service. Great to hear that you found each other after all these years. Keep enjoying the music. Love, Paul." Hey, dude, how about bringing them to one of your shows? That's a lame response.
It is?
Are you serious?
I bet you they were very happy.
Yeah. I'm sure they were happy, but I think
happy
that's
to still be alive, actually.
Hey, what are you saying? They're that old? Oh, I just think it's awesome the way that... Oh, I love the Paul McCartney.
Anyway, there it is. That's your entertainment news. We have stumpers and...
We do.
Do we have something to give away to somebody?
I have no idea. You're in charge of the prize closet.
Well, I have. I've beaten...
Clean out the cobwebs and find something, will you?
I've beaten the prize troll until he's dropped all kinds of goodies. Yes, we have something. Should you win the stumper today? WSAU... We'll be right back.
Don't be sad because Breaking Bad is over. Get to Burger King for the all-new Heisenburger. This delicious burger isn't measured in ounces or quarter pounds. It's measured in grams. And by the way, that's not a sesame seed bun. We've sprinkled some genuine crystal meth over the top. Stop in today or use the convenient drive-thru. Just fold up a $5 bill and palm it to the guy in the window. He'll slip you the burger so no one can see. The new Heisenburger. So good, you'll say...
Holy crap, these things are addictive. It's my seventh one.
Burger King, putting our meth where your mouth is.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.